Welcome to the deep dive. Today, let's maybe forget the usual top-down view of digital transformation for a bit.
The budgets, the big software plan.
Exactly. We're zeroing in on the human element, how that relationship, you know, between your employees and the new tech actually impacts their ability to drive change.
Right. From the ground up.
Yeah, individual initiative, really, especially when facing these huge digital shifts.
It's so important because, like you said, most chats about this stuff, they center on management strategies, the shiny new tools. But this research, it gives us a vital sort of ground level view. We're looking at how individual employees, their actions, their sense of control.
Their agency.
Exactly, their agency, how much they feel they can influence things. That's what really shapes whether these big transformations, you know, actually work out.
And the insights we're going to unpack, they come from some pretty interesting work.
They do.
We've got this study that, well, it smartly combines ideas about how we learn and interact socially.
Sociocognitive theory, yeah.
With how we understand our roles at work. Role theory. And it's based on a survey. 256 people, right in the thick of digital transformations in Australia.
Right. And our goal here, for you listening, is to give you a clear handle on a couple of key things.
Okay.
First, just how essential are things like employee trust, trust in each other, and their willingness to, you know, innovate? How essential are those for making digital transformation actually happen?
And the flip side.
And the flip side, yeah. How do the changes to their jobs, which are, let's face it, unavoidable with new tech, how do those changes either help or hinder this whole process?
Okay, let's get into it then. When we typically think of digital transformation, it is easy to picture it as like dictated from above.
Right. Management calls the shots, the tech does the work.
But our sources, they point out this really critical piece that often gets missed, don't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What's fascinating is moving beyond just that management lens and seeing it from the employee's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
We're shifting the focus to their behaviors, what they actually do every day, and importantly, how much they feel they can influence the transformation itself.
So that's the human agency bit again.
That's the human agency, yeah. Mm. The power of individuals to actually make a difference in how this whole thing unfolds.
So it's not just about, say, installing new software. It's how the people using it can actually shape its impact.
Exactly.
And the research highlights this. What did they call it? The human technology dynamic?
Yeah, the human technology dynamic. And how it can sometimes, well, throw a wrench in the works. Unexpectedly.
Unintended consequences.
Kind of. If you zoom out a bit, these evolving ways people interact with tech can lead to changes in how work gets done that maybe nobody really planned for.
And that's not always smooth sailing.
Definitely not. It can create friction, even disagreements, you know, social conflicts within the organization as people try to adapt.
Okay. So to really get a grip on what's happening, the researchers pulled together these two frameworks, two ways of looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
One about learning and interaction, the other about job roles. Now, they might sound a bit academic.
They can, yeah.
But they give us a really clear lens, don't they?
They really do.
Yeah.
So the first one, sociocognitive theory. Think of it like this. How we think, the people around us, and what we actually do, they're all constantly influencing each other. It's a loop.
Okay.
And the key thing here is that employees, they aren't just passive. They're not just having change done to them. They actively shape their own motivation, their own actions during these transformations.
Right. And a key part of that how we think aspect is something called cognitive trust.
Yes.
Which is basically trusting someone because you think they're competent,
mm-hmm.
reliable, honest.
Exactly. It's about believing in your colleagues' abilities, their integrity.
Yeah.
You trust they know their stuff and will do the right thing.
Got it. Which then connects to the second idea, role theory.
Right. Role theory helps us understand how digital transformation can sometimes really muddy the waters when it comes to people's jobs. Well, the research talks about role conflation. With new tech, sometimes it becomes unclear where one person's job ends and another's begins.
Ah, so the lines get blurred.
Precisely. Imagine, say, a salesperson who now have to spend a chunk of their time doing tech support for the new CRM system. Their core role is suddenly overlapping with something else.
Okay, I can see that. And that blurring, that leads directly to role conflict.
Often, yes. Role conflict is that feeling of being pulled in different directions.
Yeah.
Competing demands, contradictory expectations.
Can you give an example?
Sure. Think of maybe a nurse who now has to dedicate significant time to updating complex digital records. That might mean less time for direct patient interaction, which they also feel is critical. They're facing conflicting priorities right there.
Hmm. Okay. That makes sense.
And here's where it gets really interesting. Combining these ideas, it gives us a different angle on digital transformation. Instead of just assuming everyone's aligned, you know, shared values, marching in step, this framework highlights that these shifts, the new tech, the changing roles, they can actually create disagreements, social friction.
So it acknowledges the potential for conflict rather than assuming harmony.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It focuses on employees as active players whose actions are shaped by trust in their colleagues, yes, but also by how clear or unclear their own roles become as tech changes things.
Right. Okay, so let's dig into how these factors really play out. First up, that cognitive trust. How powerful is it, really?
It seems to be incredibly powerful. What's fascinating is how it acts as a real engine for progress.
An engine? How?
Well, when employees genuinely believe in each other's skills, their reliability, it creates this fertile ground for new ideas, for innovative behavior to really take root and grow.
That makes sense. I mean, if you trust your teammates know what they're doing, you're probably much more likely to stick your neck out, share your own thoughts.
Exactly. You feel safer doing it.
Knowing they'll actually take it seriously, maybe build on it.
Precisely. Cognitive trust encourages that open knowledge sharing. People are more confident their insights won't be, you know, dismissed or misused.
And that speeds things up.
It does. It speeds up organizational learning because there's less need to constantly double check or verify information coming from people you already trust. It lubricates the whole process.
Okay. And this trust then fuels innovative behavior, which in this digital context isn't just about playing with new apps, right?
Not at all. It's much broader. It's a mix of ideating, coming up with new solutions, experimenting, trying things out, creatively solving problems as they pop up.
And constantly looking for better ways.
Yeah, and searching for ways to improve. It's really about tackling the novel challenges that these new digital technologies inevitably bring.
And this is crucial. The research stresses that innovative behavior isn't just about, like, digitizing existing processes.
No, that's a key point. It's not just putting the old paper form online. It's about fundamentally rethinking how things are done to really leverage what the technology makes possible.
Creating new value, essentially. Yeah. Exactly. Not just automating the old ways.
Okay. But what happens when those roles get messy? When people feel pulled in too many directions, how does that derail things?
Ah, yes. The role conflict piece. This is really important, as we touched on. It's about those competing, sometimes contradictory expectations you face in your job.
Mm-hmm.
And the research shows how this changing relationship with technology can really pour fuel on that fire.
How so? It starts as a tool.
Right. At first, maybe the tech just assists with tasks. But as it gets more complex, maybe starts managing more interactions or even automating parts of the job, the demands on employees can really stack up.
So it goes from being helpful to maybe being another source of pressure or confusion.
It can, yeah. Think about unclear task assignments when a new system rolls out. Who does what, exactly?
Right.
Or having to juggle old ways of working with new digital processes that don't quite mesh yet. Or even dealing with company policies that haven't caught up with the technology.
All sources of conflict. And the effects of this, they're not good, presumably. No, not at all. Role conflict typically leads to more stress, lower job satisfaction, reduced performance.
People might check out.
They might. It can even lead to things like information hiding because people are overwhelmed or unsure. Ultimately, you risk creating a workforce that's more passive, less engaged.
Which is the absolute opposite of what you need for a successful digital transformation.
Exactly. You need people leaning in, not pulling back.
Okay, so we've laid out the theory, the potential problems. Now, what did the research actually find when they surveyed those 256 people in Australia?
The findings are really insightful, and they largely backed up the framework.
Okay. What's the first big one?
First, strong support for the idea that innovative behavior is a key link between cognitive trust and successful digital transformation.
A link. So not just trust directly causing success.
Right. It's not just that trust directly leads to better results, although it does seem to have a direct effect too. But a significant part of its impact comes through fostering that innovative behavior.
Okay, so let me see if I get this. Employees trust each other.
Uh-huh.
That makes them more likely to generate and try out new ideas.
Yep.
And those new ideas are what actually drives the transformation forward.
You got it. That's the mediating role of innovative behavior. It's a crucial pathway.
Makes sense. Okay. What was the second major finding?
The second big one relates to role conflict. The data showed pretty clearly that when employees experience a lot of role conflict, those competing demands, the lack of clarity, it significantly weakens the positive relationship between cognitive trust and their innovative behavior.
Okay. So the trust might be there, but the conflict gets in the way.
Exactly. It's like it dampens the effect. Even if you trust your colleagues, if your own role feels chaotic and full of competing priorities, you're just less likely to have the headspace or the energy to be creative and try new things.
So the engine of trust gets bogged down by the friction of role conflict.
That's a good way to put it. And it didn't stop there. They also found that role conflict weakens the direct positive link between cognitive trust and the overall success of digital transformation itself.
Okay, so conflict messes things up on two fronts. It reduces innovation, and it directly hinders the transformation.
Yes. Even when there's a decent level of trust floating around the organization, if employees are individually struggling with conflicting roles, it just hampers the collective action, the coordination needed for the transformation to really take root and succeed.
Wow. So trust alone isn't a silver bullet.
Apparently not.
You need that role clarity, that sense of manageable demands, for the trust to actually translate into progress.
That seems to be the key takeaway. Interestingly, though, there was one thing they didn't find strong evidence for.
What was that?
They didn't find that role conflicts significantly weakened the direct link between innovative behavior and digital transformation success.
Huh. That's a bit counterintuitive. If role conflict is bad, wouldn't it hinder the impact of innovation, too?
You'd think so. Maybe. The researchers offered a possible explanation.
Which is,
well, maybe individual employees could still come up with bright ideas, you know, pockets of innovation, even if they are experiencing role conflict personally.
Okay.
But the organizational confusion and friction caused by widespread role conflict might prevent those individual innovations from being effectively adopted or scaled up or integrated into the bigger transformation effort.
I see. So the sparks of individual genius might still happen.
Right.
But the overall system, bogged down by role conflict, can't really catch fire from them.
That's one plausible interpretation, yeah. The ideas might be there, but the environment isn't conducive to letting them flourish organization-wide.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense, actually. So pulling all this together, what are the big practical takeaways for organizations actually trying to navigate these digital transformations right now?
Well, I think the implications are pretty significant. The most fundamental one is maybe a shift in perspective.
How so?
Organizations really need to see their employees not just as, you know, passive recipients of new tech.
People who just need to be trained on the new system.
Exactly. But as active agents, active players who can genuinely influence whether these massive, extensive transformations succeed or fail.
It's about recognizing their power to drive change through their own actions and ideas.
Absolutely. And flowing from that, a huge takeaway is the critical importance of actively building and maintaining cognitive trust, especially during times of upheaval, like tech changes.
Leaders need to consciously foster that environment where people feel confident in each other.
Yes. Confident in their skills, their reliability, their intentions. It has to be cultivated.
Okay. And what about the role conflict side?
Just as critical is the need to strategically manage the implementation of digital tech, specifically to minimize role conflict.
Strategically manage. So this isn't just an afterthought or just an HR problem?
No, definitely not. It should be seen as a fundamental part of adopting new technology effectively. It's about proactively thinking through how this tech will change roles and ensuring people understand their evolving responsibilities and, crucially, aren't being pulled in impossible directions.
So what might that look like in practice?
It could involve things like much clearer role definitions in the context of the new tools, better, more targeted training and support systems to help people adapt.
Not just how to click the buttons, but how their job changes.
Exactly. And making sure that things like company policies, procedures, even performance metrics are actually updated to align with the new digital reality rather than conflicting with it.
Right. So leaders really need to be out front on this, creating an environment where employees feel trusted, yes, but also supported and really clear about what's expected of them, even as tech keeps changing the game.
Precisely. It's about nurturing both that trust and the clarity that people need to actually contribute effectively during the transformation. You need both sides of the coin.
Okay, so let's try to wrap up our deep dive here. The big picture seems to be employee cognitive trust. It's a really potent engine for digital transformation.
Mm-hmm. A powerful driver.
It fuels new ideas. It pushes progress both directly and indirectly through that innovative behavior.
But, and it's a big but, that engine can really sputter and stall if it hits the roadblock of role conflict.
Right. When that human-technology interaction creates confusing roles, competing demands,
it just weakens the positive power of trust. It dampens that innovative spirit that trust helps create. It puts the brakes on.
Which leaves us, and you listening, with a final thought, perhaps. As organizations are racing, really racing, to embrace digital transformation, are they truly paying enough attention to this human side? To the people actually living through it?
Yeah, are they considering that the very tech they're pinning their hopes on might inadvertently be creating this social messiness, the role confusion, that actually ends up sabotaging the whole effort?
It's a provocative question, and maybe something for you to consider within your own sphere of influence. What steps could you take, even small ones, to foster both that trust and that clarity amidst all this technological change?
Absolutely. This deep dive hopefully gives you a useful framework for thinking about these complex dynamics.
Yeah.
We'd really encourage you to think about how these insights might resonate with your own experiences. And hey, maybe even explore the original research if you want to dive deeper into some of these specific points.